Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation on something that is hopefully mundane enough for you to just drift off. And if you can't drift off to sleep, well, we hope that you're able to just relax and let everything else around you just drift away while you listen to our podcast. We're delighted to have you. I'm your host, Marco Timpano, and I will be doing this podcast episode by myself. I figured it was time for me to do a solo cast since this is the fifth episode in the... the second episode in the fifth season. I don't know where my mind went there for a brief moment, but anyways, nonetheless, here we are, and I'm very grateful to our listeners and everyone who's been with us for 5 years. And I'm grateful to those listeners who've told me that some of the ads they've been hearing have been too loud. I've tried to deal with that with the podcast platform we're on. And unfortunately, I don't get to hear all the ads that they play on our podcast because it depends on what part of the world they play in. So I've hopefully addressed that. But if you do hear something that's a bit jarring, let me know and I will do my best to make sure you don't experience that. Since it is the start of 2021, I figured I'd talk about my daytimer, my calendar, if you will. I love a calendar, as you may know. I love to write on nice paper, and I love to have things written. Some people like to use their phones as schedulers, or some people have other ways that they schedule, maybe a calendar on the wall. I like a daytimer, and that's one of the things that I've always sort of gravitated towards. And this one here has, you know, that surface, I'm rubbing it now in case you're hearing that sound. It has that surface that feels almost like rubber leather, like a fake sort of softness to it, almost like what a 1960s leather couch would feel like. It has that kind of texture to the front of it, and I really, really love that. And of course, when you open it up, it says this planner belongs to, you fill in your name and an emergency contact if they find your planner. And I once lost a planner, if you can believe it. I left it in a thrift store, and someone went to go buy the planner, or bought the planner, and saw that my name was in it, and they called me. But we were never able to connect in order for me to get the planner from them. And so they walked away with a beautiful planner that I had bought that I never really got to use other than to put my name in it. And I guess that planner went on to lead a great life because it was the last I saw of it. And I had already purchased a new planner by the time that one was discovered. But it just goes to show you that part of the planner actually worked in that occasion for me. So I don't know if that's ever worked for any of you. I love that it has those important dates that are listed. And mine has the dates, those important sort of celebratory dates for both the U.S. and Canada, although I wish it had, you know, the U.K., Australia, Canada, all the sort of English-speaking countries that would signify what celebrations they're doing in those places. I have another podcast called Born on This Day, where we celebrate different festivals and different things and national holidays in different places every day, along with celebrities who are born on that day. And I'm always kind of thrilled to find out that it's National Popcorn Day or it's Grandfather's Day in Poland. And we mention that and we talk about famous people who are born on those days. It is not a relaxing podcast, and there is sometimes strong language in there, so I'll just forewarn you in case you're like, oh, I should check that out. But it is a fun podcast, and I host it with Amanda, who you probably remember or have heard on this podcast, as well as my friend Bill Antoniou, who is also been a guest on this podcast, and I have to have him back. I always love talking to Bill. So I'm just flipping through my calendar in case you're wondering what those sounds are. It's the pages of 2021 calendar. And as I flip, now I like to be able to see the week in front of me and the month on another page. And I usually write on the month what things I have coming up. And then I'll write on the weekly, the date on that date, what things I have to accomplish. And I love the calendars like this one, this planner that has inspirational quotes. I love a good quote. And the first one is by Maya Angelou. And it goes, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." So that's my January quote. And I do like that. So it's a good quote for the start of a month. And then it has a section that you can put this month's best. So there I'm writing things that come to me. And I was listening to another podcast. And one of the guests on that podcast said something that really struck me. So I wrote it here in this month's best. And I'll share it with you because it really struck me. And it says, "Strive for excellence, not perfection." And I thought that was really a lovely quote. And of course, this episode's coming late. It should have aired yesterday, but I got bogged down with a bunch of things and I wasn't able to make it happen. So I'm going to strive for this episode to be as excellent as I can make it and not worry that it wasn't perfect and it didn't air yesterday. So thank you for being patient with that. So as I look on my calendar, it tells me the month's priorities, things that you have to complete in the month. So I have a few things that I want to complete. I want to do my taxes. I want to do my taxes so that they're ready to go. I have listened to some podcasts. I have a list of podcasts of 30 podcasts that I need to listen to for a project that I have kind of in the back of my mind that I'm working on. As well, I have to submit something to a library system. It's a bit tricky to explain, but basically, because I've recorded an audiobook, I can submit to the library system so that the more people who take out that particular book means that I will get a certain amount of credit, hopefully, for that book in the form of some dollars or some accolades. I don't know exactly. So I'm looking into that for this month as well. And then it says, notes of inspiration. I've read one already. And then there's a I am proud of section, which I haven't filled out yet. But I guess I'm proud of this podcast and my listeners. So I'll just put my podcast so that at least I have something filled out already for this month on my calendar. It's so interesting because, you know, I put things in my planner, my calendar, and sometimes I don't finish it. So it has to be sort of moved over to the next day or a couple of days later. So I always look, I'm looking through last week and seeing the things that got pushed and things that maybe I didn't do. So I've got to update something that I've been working on. And I see I have a busy day tomorrow, but my weekend seems free so far. So that makes me very happy to see that. And then on the weekly part of the calendar, it asks me, what's my priority for the week? In this case, it's to finish this audiobook that I've been working on, the to-do and not-to-do list. So that's an interesting thing. And mine involves getting my basement sorted a bit. There's some things that are in disarray that I just need to, it's not tidy up, but, you know, straighten out so that it's back to where I need it to be. And then there's a section that says, I am grateful for. So it asks, what are you grateful for? And I am grateful that my toilet's flush, because I had two toilets that weren't flushing properly. And it was such a tricky thing, because they weren't flushing, and I tried to fix one aspect of it, and it wasn't working, so I replaced the cable or the metal hose that goes from the toilet to the wall, and I replaced the part that flushes and all that stuff, and it would just continuously flush, and I couldn't figure what that was, and I was doing everything. Turns out it was the flapper, the little part when you flush that gets lifted up and allows the water to go run through. I only needed to replace that, and it was the least expensive of all the replacement parts that I uncovered and tried to fix with regards to my toilet. And now I was able to do it, and my toilet's flush, and I'm very grateful for that. And it's so interesting, because there's no greater sound than the sound of a toilet flushing when it hasn't flushed for a while, or at least hasn't flushed properly for a while. So we would have to constantly turn the toilet on and off from the little spouty thing that is at the bottom side of the toilet, and it was never fun. You're always sort of filling the toilet, flushing the toilet, and then closing that off, because there was also a weird leak that seems to have disappeared because of this flapper thing that I fixed. I don't understand what happened, but as a result of that, I'm also grateful for my toolbox. I don't know if you have a toolbox, but it's the one thing that I sort of have stored, and when I need it, I am grateful for all the tools that I have in there. I'm also grateful that I have a lumber store, it is a lumber store, but it's a hardware store as well. So it's a hardware/lumber store. So I don't use the lumber aspect of it as much as I use the hardware aspect of it. But it's within walking distance of my home, and I just love that I live so close to a hardware store. So I've been able to pick up tools that I've needed as I've needed them, because it's so close. So I have my general wrenches, which I think everyone should have a good wrench. I have certainly screwdrivers galore, which I think are so key, along with a drill, which, of course, the drill also allows you to screw things into the wall if you need. But I think even just having a handheld screwdriver is so important. And I think a hammer is really important. I think we did an episode on a hammer and how awesome it is to have a good hammer. So if you don't have a good hammer, I really recommend getting one, because if you don't, I think I did that with, who did I do that with? My friend in Stratford, I think, was the episode with a hammer. And so when you have a good hammer, you can really make things happen, I guess is what I'm trying to say there. What are the other tools? There's another tool in there, pliers. A couple of different styles of pliers. Those are the things that I would say are like your toolbox basic. And I think everyone should have a toolbox, no matter the gender, no matter the age, no matter, you know, your proficiency when it comes to using tools. I say have a toolbox. There's so many helpful YouTube videos out there that sort of walk you through how to do things. And I invite you to try before you have to call the repairman. If that's something you want to do. Some people are like, that's not in any way anything I want to do, and I respect that as well. I also like to have, you know, I like to have different colored pens and pencils when I write into my day timer, especially like highlighters. For me, that's so key, because I'll write the important event that has to occur on that day, and I'll highlight it, and it'll really stand out for me, I guess, because I'm a visual person. That really helps. Some people don't need that, but you know, I do. So that's how that works. It's so funny. I was coloring in an adult coloring book. So I don't know if you've ever had one of those, but I was gifted one of those adult coloring books with an array of colored markers. And I love those markers that it was gifted, because they have two ends to it. So the one end, has a very fine tip, so it can do really fine details. And it's almost like the point of a regular pen. That's what I mean by a fine tip. The other end was really long, and it could do really big, almost like brush strokes from a paintbrush, but this was a marker. And so I could really fill in this adult coloring book very, very easily and quickly because of that end. And I used it, and I'm not one who would think that an adult coloring book would be in my toolbox, so to speak. It wouldn't be something that would resonate with me. But I found I was on this virtual Zoom call for a while. I had a week of Zoom calls with the same people, organization, and we would have to sit there for hours and hours, and we were running a whole bunch of things with that group. And I found it difficult to maintain focus because my mind would drift, or I would think of many other things that I needed to get done, and, you know, perhaps I would just drift sometimes because what was being talked about was not sort of resonating with me, shall we say. And so Amanda said, well, you have that coloring book. Why don't you use that so that you can color but continue to listen? And so that's what I did. I pulled out this adult coloring book and I thought, okay, I'll try this. And I found my focus was a lot more keen to what was being talked about because I was coloring as I was listening. And then I would sort of put it down when I had to say something salient or when something really pressing or important was being said. And for me, that was pretty useful as a tool, especially as we tend to do more Zooms or virtual sort of workshops and whatnot. So just a tip from me, I'm using a highlighter right now to color in what I have to do tomorrow. I have a few pickups to do for this book, this audiobook. And what pickups are is when you record an audiobook, you inevitably make mistakes, just like I did there. But stuff that you and your director may not pick up when you're doing it, when you're recording on the day, and they have people who listen to make sure what you say is actually on the page of the book. And if there's something that's a little out of sync or out of whack or untoward, maybe not untoward, but maybe mispronounced, they will give you a list of things you have to redo or pick up and redo. So sometimes I would forget an S at the end of a word, or I would invert two words so that it wasn't into, but well, that's not a good example, but it would be like to also, or also to would get inverted, and so I would have to redo that. So I have that to do tomorrow. That's the big thing on my day, as well as to update my websites, in particular the one for the Insomnia Project, because we got a beautiful review, or we were listed as one of the top 15 things, sleep podcasts to listen to, through an organization in the UK called The Breakout, I believe. I'm just going to check that right now. Sorry, The Breakdown. Yes, The Breakdown in the UK gave us a really lovely write-up. So it's 15 nighttime podcasts to help you fall asleep. And we're one of the 15th. So that was so wonderful, and I really do appreciate that. And that was brought to my attention by Amy, our social media manager, who you've also heard on the podcast. So that's so wonderful, and I'm really grateful to everyone there. I'm also grateful for features on my phone. There's certain apps that I love. What are your favorite apps? I'd love to know what your favorite apps are. I know that mine, for example, there are a few apps I use consistently and constantly. Like, for example, my simple calculator that's on my phone. If I didn't have my calculator, I don't know what I would do. Of course, along with all the social media apps like Instagram and Twitter and things like that, I really do love my Font Candy, where I can take a photo and add words to it. If you've looked at our Instagram account, you would have seen me utilize that many times. There's an app called Voxer that I love, where I get to, it's sort of like a walkie-talkie, so I get to talk to some friends all over the world. and leave messages and they'll get back to it. Some people use an app called Marco Polo, which is a video app, but that doesn't necessarily work for me because sometimes I don't want to be seen. Clearly, I want to be heard and not seen. And Voxer, I can just leave a message to my friends in Los Angeles. And I have a friend in Northern Italy I leave messages to, a friend in Las Vegas I leave messages to, family in the East Coast of Canada that I leave messages to, and family all over the world, really, who will tune in, friends in the UK who will tune in. I used it, actually. I discovered that app, and we received no money from Voxer, but I discovered that app when we were working out of town. That's me hitting my pen against a little cardboard box. When we were out of town and we were working with people from different parts of the world who, if we had to call them, they would incur long-distance charges. So we figured we'd just use this app and we could do a multi-person sort of, I'm in the lobby, we'll be there in 10 minutes or whatnot. And so it became sort of adapted into my daily use. And then I found it so convenient and easy, in particular when you're trying to stay in touch with people. So I love my Voxer app. And, you know, I have another app that is solely, I think, for my library system in Toronto, where I can take out audiobooks with this Libby app, it's called. I don't know if you have Libby where you are, but I'm able to listen to audiobooks, and I love it. And of course, I have my podcasting app where I can listen to different podcasts. And those are the ones I use more than anything else. I also have this great little app, and there's multiple apps like this, so I'm not necessarily recommending this one, but it is a security app that you can put all your passwords in and your, you know, your numbers that you need that are like your, let's say your social insurance number that you might not necessarily know offhand or have in your wallet. So it's kind of a virtual wallet, and I trust the one I have because it has a multiple authenticating sort of system, and it's really top rated. So I'm very happy with that. And the weather app, those are the ones that I use. What are the apps that you use? I guess the single most used app I have is my alarm to wake up in the morning. I use my phone. I find that the phone has replaced watches now. Like, I don't wear a watch as often as I used to, a wristwatch, that is. And I got a beautiful wristwatch made of wood, if you can believe it, for Christmas. And it is just a wonderful watch. You know what I'll do is I'll take a photo of it and I'll put it up on the Instagram page, and I'll use Font Candy, that app I was telling you about, and I'll write, this is my wristwatch, and I'll write the Insomnia Project. So I just better make this is my wristwatch. I'm just making a note on my agenda so I don't forget what I just said I would write as I put this episode up. So yeah, so that's what's in front of me every day. And I'm just going to give you a preview of what next month's quote is. But I will say this, the one thing that annoys me about agendas, the only thing that annoys me is they have this kind of ribbon that you can sort of bookmark the pages you need. But sometimes I need to access the calendar and the week, but the calendar is on one page way ahead of the pages that indicate that week, especially as we go further into the month. And I wish they had little tabs. Now, I happen to have tabs and, you know, what do you call those pages that have stickies on them? I don't remember what they're called now, but you know what I'm talking about, those sticky pages. So I've used them as tabs for every month so I can flip to the month that I need. And so I'm going to go to February, and I'm going to tell you the quote for that month. And I haven't read it yet. So, and if you have the same day timer as me, you'll know what the quote is. It's by Arthur Schopenhauer. To overcome difficulties is to experience the full delight of existence. So I don't know, Arthur, if I agree with that, but it's nice to find an interesting little quote. I had another daytimer that had quotes for every single page. What I might do this. Maybe I'll do this for the Patreons. I will do an episode where I just read those quotes because I love quotes. So maybe I'll read them and do a solo episode for the patrons. So stay tuned for that. Thank you to everyone who listens to the Insomnia Project. Of course, I love hearing from our listeners, but I also love knowing that this podcast helps people relax, deal with any stresses, and hopefully sleep. I hope you're having a good week, a good month, and a good year. I wish that for everyone who listens. I've been wiggling a great deal here in the studio because I'm by myself. I find I move so much more when I'm in the studio. And I don't tend to have the moments to do the things that I would do when Amanda is talking. For example, I have lip balm here that I often will put on during the episode. And I have water that I'll often take a sip of. So if you hear me wiggling about on this episode, I apologize for that. But it is nice to be in the studio just talking to the listeners as opposed to just having a conversation with someone. Sometimes I like to do that because I feel like I'm able to connect in a way that's different than usual episodes. Sorry, that's the top of my lip balm being snapped together. See, once again, I realize I make the sounds. I try not to make the sounds, and yet I continue to make the sounds. But there are some sounds that are relaxing. That's why a lot of people like that MSR or ASM, AMS, ASMR. Oh, I can't remember right now. I can't remember anything, it seems. Anyways, I hope you remember to say something nice to someone and tell me what your favorite quote is. And thank you, of course. Until next time, we hope that you were able to listen and sleep.